BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app. You can get us there. It's a free app for your phone. Odyssey app and the podcast. Catch it. Going to be hot today. 97 for a high. A little cool off for the weekend, so not too bad. But the weekend is here.
We're coming in on a car.
Savannah Bananas.
We're the runaways, a run of the night. Impossible comes true. It's taking over you.
That place is going to be a riot this weekend. Crazy.
Is that one of the songs they sing or something?
I have no idea. Spadil found it for me. Hey, Spadil, what exactly is that?
It's their song from their YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Banana YouTubes.
When you type in Savannah Banana theme song, that's their theme song. They have this whole like celebration. I think they sing it at every show.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
so you're gonna
get
that.
Be going.
What?
I might not be going.
Why?
Guys, I got ghosted by Doug Johnson.
Oh, no. The guy who has your tickets?
Yeah. I wrote him yesterday at 7 a.m. And I was like, hey, so where should we meet for, you know, to get these tickets and stuff? And nothing. Nothing.
I got a theory.
Yeah?
I think he never thought you'd take him up on it.
No, because we were writing back and forth. Yeah. No, he did. I think here, I have a different
What do you
theory.
Think?
I think his friends are like, dude, don't just give him to her. You can make like $200, $300. And then maybe his neighbor's like, you know what? I'll just give you $200 each for him. You know, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, you might be right.
Got some cash for him. Oh, well.
Oh, well. You'll get to read about it.
We're coming in on a car night. We're the runaways, a run of the night.
Savannah Banana sold out. Sold out for two games.
Well, we're actually going to go down there and buy some tickets in a dark
You'll get
alley.
In. You'll
yeah,
get
for
in.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, rarely can you go to a sporting event where you can't get in.
For
if
sure.
you show up with enough cash, cash is key,
you
right?
You can buy anything. You can buy people.
All right. We've all been duped. Over the past week and a half, we've been talking about these objects thrown on the WNBA court.
Right.
It's all a big advertising play. It's been a stunt from the very beginning. A cryptocurrency company out there has taken all responsibility. They have a new cryptocurrency coin coming out called Green Dildo Coin.
Really?
It's going to be a meme coin, yeah.
Here it is.
And that guy went to jail
and
for that?
They have paid these people to go in there and get this hoopla started at the WNBA games. A couple of people went to jail.
Yeah.
And it's all a publicity stunt.
Well, it's kind of brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it worked on us.
Yeah.
Well, you got to figure, if you work into the equation, a big green.
Well, we kept saying green.
Yeah.
Like, we kept going, why is this neon green? Like, it kept
color.
Throwing us off, right? Yeah. It totally threw us off.
Yeah. So it turns out that this company has been hiring these people to go into the WNBA games and toss these things.
Man.
That's why you're
well,
exactly
it
right.
Well, it worked for them. It
worked. Son of a gun.
Yeah, I know, right?
I hate when we're duped like that.
I know.
I was in hook, line, and sinker, man.
Were you?
I even watched part of the game still, hoping one would go flying.
Well, remember, and there's betting on it.
Yeah, we were going to
do insider betting on it.
I don't know if you actually could. This seems weird.
It does. Because, like we said, somebody could just, you know, make a bet and then throw one.
Yeah. Put down $1,000, say it's going to happen at this game, go into the game and throw one.
So maybe we're duped on that, too.
Although there is a weird. So last night it happened again, and there was a fourth one, but it wasn't green neon. It was pink. It was like the color of that.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe it's actually
taking off. And now, all right, so this cryptocurrency, they started it. And now people are like, well, that was kind of fun. Let's just go ahead and bring in some
Now it's going to be like a tradition.
Yeah. So who knows?
Copycats.
But then somebody just came out and kind of took away the joy of it. And that is, they said it's sexualizing women, which has been going on forever. So I was like, oh, man, that's a little fun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, we're doing a backdrop this morning.
Yep.
We're coming to your location there in Thornton. We're going to be up there. We'll give the location in just a few minutes, so stand by for that. We have 150 bags in the vehicle ready to go. And Spadil and Carson will be hitting the road here in a few minutes, headed to Thornton, Colorado. Yeah. And we'll give you the exact location, the parking lot you need to be in. Free bags, two per person. We'll give them away as long as they last. All right, BJ and Jamie. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ.
Talk about it.
Jamie Morning Show.
Shouldn't talk about it.
The boys have left the building.
Yep.
Along with Tricky Nicky.
Yeah, Tricky Nicky.
Or Tricky Vicky. Sorry.
Oh, that's right.
Tricky Vicky.
I just followed along.
I just saw her out in the hallway. She's ready to go, man. Okay. She's got a BJ and Jamie shirt on that I've never seen before. How do those things pop up and you and I never see them?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
She's wearing this shirt. Jamie, it's bright red. Got our logo on it. I go, where the heck did you find that? She goes, it's in the basement.
Real world problems, BJ.
I want one. I work here.
Well, go in the basement and get one.
She said it was the last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Sad news. All right. We'll give you the location, Thornton location. They're headed your way as we speak. They're in the Alice vehicle on their way. Spadil, Carson, Vicky, they're all on the way with these bags to give away absolutely free this morning. All right. I want to go to this Hertz rental car thing. You and I talked about this yesterday, and you've been on edge for the past few days because you've got a rental.
Well, I returned it yesterday, and I was scared.
Did you really?
I did.
You took it back yesterday?
I took it back yesterday.
Were you all clean?
I was worried. I literally was worried. I was like, oh God. And she's like, so was everything okay? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, did you smoke in it? And I go, no. And she's like, did you hit anything? And I said, no, she didn't even look at it. And
she didn't?
Nope, she just signed off.
So they didn't have the laser tunnel?
Nope, she didn't even go out there and look at it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it hasn't hit yet here in Denver.
I don't know.
If you haven't heard the story.
I was worried.
These rental companies, these car rental companies, not all, but some of your major ones like Hertz, they're going
to this.
Well,
this was Avis, so.
Oh, yours was Avis?
Avis Budget, yeah.
They're going to this technology, and they say it's AI-driven. Mm-hmm. They call it laser tunnels. And when you bring a car back after renting it, they run it through, and these laser beams hit it, and they can find any small blemish on the car, and they charge you for it.
Right. So, somebody, maybe it's in the story, they had like a one-inch little scratch, and they charge them $800.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
Here's the story.
AI showing up just about everywhere these days. And now you can add Hertz car rental to that list. Hertz is using AI scanners to check cars for damage when they're returned. So that means instead of a human employee looking for those scuffs and dents, that AI technology can scan that entire vehicle and get results almost instantly. But not everyone is happy about this. News site The Drive is reporting a man in Atlanta says he was charged more than $400 after the scanner found a one-inch scuff when he returned his rental. A spokesperson for Hertz said 97% of cars scanned with this technology showed no billable damage, proving the vast majority of rentals are incident-free. Hertz is starting its AI rollout at Atlanta Hartsfield Airport and plans to expand to other major U.S. airports by the end of the year.
How many times have you rented a car where you've had a little blemish and you didn't say anything?
Right.
Okay, you just took it back, you turned it in, the next guy gets it, okay? No big deal, right?
Well, and also it's normal wear and tear. Like, if somebody dings it, I don't feel like that's my fault, right?
No, and our whole mentality has been over the years, oh, it's a rental.
Exactly,
right?
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
This is going to make you think differently because they're going to hit you with charges. $400, $700, $1,000 for a little blemish on a car.
So again, my only advice to everybody when you rent a car is, because there's two things. They didn't wash my car. So I was spending hours, I felt like scratching little stuff while she was looking at it with me, my rental car. They hadn't washed it. And so I was scratching dirt off. I go, oh, that's dirt. But it was taking me forever. I'm like, you guys didn't wash this. How do I know what's a scuff mark or what's dirt?
It had you going out there and taking a bird's eye view of this vehicle from bumper to bumper just to make sure it's documented so you don't get charged with
it. So what I had her do basically is just write up the whole car. I had her
you did?
Yeah, they have a picture of the car, like just a drawing. It's just a drawing. And so I said, just, you know what? Because I can't tell. We're going to be out here forever with this car that you guys didn't wash. And I can't tell. And so she's like, okay. And so she just marked every panel had problems.
This explains something for me.
What?
Yeah, they know you now. See, when you brought the car back, that lady's like, oh, there she is. She's meticulous. We're not going to ding her on anything.
Well, I guess if you look at the car that I made them write up, it does look like the car has been totaled.
I can't do any worse.
Yeah,
okay?
Right?
So maybe don't even think about charging me.
Right, maybe that's why she just took the keys. Because she's oh my God.
Telling you all fair, and I think everybody does this. When I go see my brother back in Nashville, I'll have a rental car, but he's got a car. But anytime he and I are going to go somewhere to a ball game or whatever, it's always, let's take the rental. I mean, what the hell? Let's just take the rental. Why take your car, right? Now I'm going to want to take his car because I'm afraid if you park it somewhere, somebody's going to ding into it. You're going to get a $2,000 bill from it.
Well, you don't need to be afraid of that. Actually, here's the problem. And I told you this yesterday. What you're going to be doing now is buying the extra insurance. That's it.
mandatory.
Yeah, I mean, it's like $23 extra a day, so that's what everybody like you and, you know, you're going to be like, okay, I guess I'll buy the extra insurance.
You're right.
They literally sat there right there and she goes, you'll be liable for everything. When I skipped it. So that's what's going to happen.
All right. When you get your rental car, expect it. You just buy the insurance. That's what Jamie says. Man. That's the only way to cover your butt, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this.
EJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
Sinzetti's parking lot. That's where they're headed. Yep, they're going to be there. They'll give out the bags at 7:40. It's a North Glen, Thornton area, 104th and I-25. It's called Sinzetti's. It's an Italian place, big buffet. It's
big pretty nice. Big buffet. Love the buffet.
Oh, I've been there a few times, Jamie. It's a nice place, man.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I hope they grab us some grub on the way back, too.
All right, so they'll be in the parking lot at what time?
Sinzetti's. They're going to be there in about 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes, something like that. But we'll start giving them away at 7:40. And we'd like to give you the, you know, the location early, because we don't want people speeding and causing problems. You know, just you have plenty of time to get there, get parked, and the van will be there shortly. So,
and this is the final bag drop. So
they've got tons of bags,
right? This is the final one.
Yeah, I think we're being told to stop.
This is the final one, right?
Our boss pulled me into the office and said, "We're sick and tired of you, BJ." Shoot, your attitude toward these bags. I love these bags.
We love your enthusiasm. Like, don't get me wrong. We love, but you're like a little kid where they're like, you know, like,
I've never had my name on anything.
Like, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. And you're like, oh my God. Okay. I saw it.
Yeah. I stop in the grocery store just to pick up an apple, just to put it in my bag.
Put it in your bag.
Yeah. I do. I love my bags, man. Sinzetti's parking lot, 104th and I-25. The boys and Vicky will be there shortly. And they'll start handing out the bags at 7:40 this morning. Carson will call us here in about 10 minutes or so. Give us a little bit of an update. And I'm sure there are people that are following the van this morning as it makes its way there. Or an SUV, whatever it's called. I don't know. I don't think it's a van,
it's
is
not
it?
A van.
We don't have vans
no,
anymore,
it's not a van. But I was like, whatever.
Yeah, we have that white van with the dark windows.
And it's Spadil's in it.
Yeah, look for that creepy driver. Yeah. God. All right, Sinzetti's. That's where we're going to be at 7:40, handing out the bags.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know how to work the phones.
Wait, what?
We got a problem. I don't know how to work the phones. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how to work the phones. I'm lost. Hang on. I can't get them to work. This board.
Oh, no.
You know, I got to take a class. I need to go over to
Carson
Apple.
Is Carson there?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, Carson.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hello? You hear me now? You hear me now? BJ,
yeah,
Jamie, Morning Show.
I'm here. I thought I lost it for a second.
Here on a Friday, we're headed up north. We're just going to say up north.
Because technically, I looked up the address, and I don't know where we lost this in translation, but it says it's North Glen. It's not Thornton at all.
We're close, though. We're at the ballpark.
It's like saying, you know, we work in Denver, but we're really in Centennial.
Yeah, yeah. Close enough. We're headed to Sinzetti's. Sinzetti's, 104th and I-25. Boys, how close are you?
We're going to be there at probably in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, 10 minutes.
10 more minutes?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to fight off the crowd, are you?
We're making pretty good time. We haven't hit that much crap.
Nice.
Oh, cool. All right. So you guys should be in the Sinzetti's parking lot coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes. We'll start handing out the bags at 7:40. This is Vicky's first go around. She's new
Tricky
at this.
Vicky.
She's got to be excited about this,
is
right?
Is she just enjoying her time with you and Schmidl in the car?
I sure am.
Oh, hey, everybody, say good morning to Tricky Vicky.
She's so excited.
Vicky, do you like the name Tricky Vicky?
What? What
do you think? Do you like the name Tricky?
Oh, it rhymes.
It rhymes. I like this part. What?
She's over me. She's over me and you both, Jamie. She's good. I guarantee you. Come Monday, Vicky will have quit. You wait and see.
Oh, my God.
This will do her in. She'll be like, I'm not doing that again.
So funny. Okay.
All right, they're on their way. Sinzetti's. They'll be up there in just a little bit. Thanks, guys. That's great.
It's Friday. Awesome. Can you guys tell it's Friday?
That was awesome. All right. Hell. What? I wonder if Tricky Vicky's ever been on the radio before.
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's do that again, okay? I'll ask the question. You be Vicky, all right?
Oh, my God.
Do you like the name Tricky Vicky?
What?
There you go, folks.
That was Vicky, everybody. Good job. First time on the radio.
Oh,
first
love time it. On the radio. I love it. What? I love Friday. It's like a bird. You sound like a parrot.
Oh, my God. Lord.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. They're on their way. Cinzetti's 104th and I-25.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What?
Oh, boy.
What?
Hang on.
What? What? Oh, no.
What?
Can I just read you some of these texts?
I wish you wouldn't, because then it becomes public knowledge and you and I are somehow on the hook. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. I'm withdrawing.
Apparently.
The whole Cinzetti thing is a joke.
We didn't really think this out.
No, it last week went so smoothly.
It really did.
This week, we're right on the cusp of chaos.
So in case you don't know, we're going to North Glen / Thorntonish, wherever the hell.
Ballpark.
And then ballpark. Somebody says, we're not even saying Cinzetti's right, it's Shinzetti's. I don't know.
You know what? Up yours. I've had it with you people correcting us. I'm tired of it, Jamie.
Oh, my God. Yesterday I went ballistic because I said, oh, my God, Kelly Clarkson's, husband is in it. It's not looking good. And then it's also Reba McEntire's stepson. Yeah. All these people. It's Reba's real son. It's a biological. I'm like, no, it's just the stepson. Nope, it's her real son. Nope, she did not give birth to that boy. Oh, my God.
And I don't care how Cinzetti is pronounced.
Right.
You know what? Take it the short.
Is it Cinzetti? I don't know. Is it Thornton? Is it North Glen? I don't know. What was it that you said to me off the air? We get it kind of close. What was our new?
Ballpark. Ballpark. We're getting close.
We get close.
We're right in the ballpark.
That's our new. No, that's our new thing.
Yeah.
As long as we're close.
If you've listened to this show for a long time, you know the only thing we do is get close. We never nail it.
Ever.
We're always close.
Not sure who was driving the Alice vehicle, but they're driving like they escaped prison.
Hey, Carson, call us.
Oh, my God.
Call again, Jamie, so we can get an update.
Who's Tricky Vicky? And don't say what you said to me off there, because our CEO isn't down.
All right.
But you can hire her.
Tricky Vicky. Yeah.
Let's see here. You guys need to end this. It's so crowded here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is it really?
There's a lot of people here.
Geez. Oh,
there's
boy.
There's 30 cars waiting.
Oh, jeez.
Don't worry. It's still kind of Thornton.
Carson, can you call? I hate to have to do this on the air, but please call us.
But call us, right?
I'd like to give you a warning on what you're walking into, buddy.
I'll text him again.
Just text him again. We're supposed to be doing tabloid trash. Yeah. We have a lot on the plate right now, folks.
Exactly.
I mean, lawsuits and everything.
By the way, I'm just, I'm not sure if we're very professional today.
Why?
Carson, can you call us?
Yeah, he still isn't calling.
I'm texting him.
I know.
But... Great. Do you think everything's okay?
Are we on that much of a delay?
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's do some trash.
Okay.
Very quickly here.
I am also texting.
And then I'll try to get him on hold.
All right. Stepson. Yes, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, going back to this.
Here, that's a sad story.
It is a very sad story. And it's hard to get away from this chaos of these stupid grocery bags. Did somebody die?
They're not stupid. No, don't say that.
I meant...
They're not stupid. They're tote bags.
They're not tote.
They're collector's edition. Limited supply,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Centennial.
Okay, can you just push number one?
Tote bags.
Will you push number one?
Brandon Blackstock, a talent manager and the former husband of Kelly Clarkson, has died. A statement from the Blackstock family says he died of cancer, adding he bravely fought the disease for more than 3 years. The family said he passed away peacefully and was surrounded by family. Blackstock, who was also the stepson of country music legend Reba McEntire, leaves behind four children, including two children he shares with Kelly Clarkson. The singer and TV host said that she was canceling the remaining dates of her Las Vegas residency to be with her kids. Brandon Blackstock was 48.
That's so sad, right?
Terrible. And we just found out just a few days ago, well, not even a few days, yesterday, wasn't it, that she stopped the residency thing out in Vegas?
Yeah.
Because she had to take some time off. Family emergency. Had no idea it was this serious. We knew it was serious, but not the day he's going to pass.
And here's the thing. She wrote several songs about him, and one was kind of a burn. I wonder if she'll never sing that again.
I don't know how you could.
Yeah, right? You know, because it was, yeah, because now he's passed away. And so now it seems kind of mean, doesn't it?
Very mean.
Yeah. They had such a contentious, is that the right word? Yeah. Divorce. If you never followed it, he was trying to go after all her money. Then she sued him for agency fees because he was her agent. And then she ended up giving him some piece of property. He wanted this huge farm. They were in such a battle, like back and forth and back and forth. And then she wrote about it. She wrote a song about it. And it's kind of ugly. And so I don't know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Really sad. And especially for the kids, right? Two littles. Why'd you chuckle?
Well, because I'm looking at the phone line. I'm waiting on Carson to call.
Uh-huh.
And it just says a wireless caller. So I don't know who this person is. Do we take a chance?
Go ahead.
Hey. Hello?
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 Hello? I don't hear anybody. I don't hear anybody.
It's like we're doing a show in Des Moines.
Oh, Des Moines wouldn't even hire this. Oh, no. I know people in Des Moines. They're far better than this.
I don't know.
Tabloid, we'll get them on the line.
All right.
Don't give out the backs till 7:40, guys.
God.
Stay with the program. All right, there we go.
Let's see here. I just met Carson and Tricky Nikki. They gave me two bags. What fun!
Stop handing out the bags. We have contest rules. You should know that, Tricky Nikki.
You're
in charge of that.
Why can't she hand them out?
7:40.
Oh!
It's in the rules. Come on.
And now we don't have any communication. This is you know what? This, and our CEO is listening. Like, everything is horrible.
Oh, here's Carson. Oh,
okay.
All right, hang on a second.
Okay. All right.
Carson?
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Hello? Hello? That wasn't Carson. I don't know who that was. I don't know who that was. Hello?
Okay, let's go home. Let's pretend like this show never happened.
No.
BJ, this is the worst show on the planet of shows.
I'm writing this out.
No.
I'm writing this puppy out. It's Friday.
No, listen.
And I'm writing it out.
We should bail. We should just play the most music in the morning, and we should go home.
Are you done with tabloids?
There you go, tabloid trash.
All right, so we'll regroup here. We're going to play some commercials. Okay. By then, we should be ready to hand out the bags, okay?
We're already handing them out. It says so on the text. People are already getting them.
Stop, guys. Stop with the bags. 7:40, it's in the rules. Vicky, you should know that.
Oh, Lord.
You're the promotions director. You should know that. God. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Fiasco right now. This is not what I expected,
Jamie. Oh, my God. This is a mess. And our CEO is in town. I'm sure she's listening. She's going, they're fired.
This could be our last day.
They could
be. It really could.
And it should be. Yeah. It should be.
No, it shouldn't.
Yes, it actually should.
No, we're not done yet.
Thank God.
Hey, are you still there, Carson?
What's your name? Heather. Carson, nice to meet you. Hey, guys, I'm here.
Okay, so you should start giving out the bags now.
No, they already started 15 minutes ago. They blew it.
What are you doing?
You're supposed to wait till 7:40.
We had the entire parking lot was here.
It doesn't matter.
Insane.
You create chaos, my friend. It's radio.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't want people to start punching each other for the bags.
Between you and Spadil, Carson, I swear, we can't get anything right.
I feel like some of this is our fault.
No, it's not. I had a game plan, and they didn't stick to it.
I feel like some of this is our fault.
I feel like I'm the head coach here, and you guys blew it. You fumbled on the one-yard line.
I feel like it started Go ahead. What?
No, we pulled in, and there were so many people. You should see the group photo we took together.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You're in a photo. It's always about you, Carson.
Because technically, in the rules, we were supposed to start right now.
Yeah, 7:40. Vicky knows that.
We still got bags. We still have a little bit of. We still got some bags.
Okay.
We still got some bags.
Okay. All right. Because let me tell you something right now. This started bad on Monday when we said we're going to be in Thornton and we're in North Glen.
Okay. That was just a little technical glitch. Google threw us off on that one. Yeah. Google Maps. Okay. Okay, we're okay. We're all right, guys.
We're at Cinzetti's, or is it Shinzetti's? I don't know.
Cinzetti's.
Okay.
Whatever. Right.
You know what? Though somebody does have a really good idea. You know how our favorite shows are the train wreck series on Netflix?
Yeah.
Somebody said that they should add the BJ and Jamie show.
Yeah, up yours too, pal. You know, I'm so disappointed right now. You know, Carson, you guys have a good day. All right, we'll see.
Bye.
We'll see. All right, we're still out here. We still got back.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Whatever.
Pipe down. Pipe down. You know, here's the deal.
Yeah.
This was going to be the last stop.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping here.
No, come on.
We're going to do it next
Listen,
week.
Listen, no, this is so bad.
You know what? I'm going to do it next week.
This is the show. It's so bad.
We're going to do it till we get it right, okay?
They did not
follow the game plan this time, and I'm upset about it, and we're going to do it again.
Oh,
I don't know if we go to Aurora. You guys can tell us on Texnado where we need to go.
Oh,
Wheat
again.
Ridge, Aurora, you just Castle Rock. You name a place, and we'll pick out a place for next week, and hopefully we end up in that city instead of saying something
right.
else. But, again, just a technical little snafu, that's all.
Let's not do it again, please,
we are not
for the love
stop.
Of God. Please, I'm asking you. I am asking you not again. This is horrible.
Texnado.
This is horrible radio. I know stuff, and I know this is bad.
303-22 Alice. Do you want more?
No.
More bags.
No.
Just text more bags.
No, don't.
If you want more bags. And give us a location, too. But more bags. Jamie, we got to get it right. The guy blew it.
This
all right, BJ and Jim. We'll move on. Thanks to all those that showed up at Cinzetti's.
In Thornton.
North Glen, Lyman, wherever the hell you are. I don't know. Thank you. We appreciate it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.